This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
I want to put in a quick plug for Finastra before we get into Alan's topic. They have got this mortgage origination software called MortgageBot Fusionware. I guess it's Fusion MortgageBot. It's what they refer to it. And it really does create customer experience. And we're going to be talking more about customer experience. How can you create a greater customer experience? More and more, how you engage the customer is going to have a big factor on the technology you should select. I encourage you to check out Fusion MortgageBot. They have over 1,400 clients already. It's an amazing company with amazing technology. And so shout out to our sponsor, Finastra. Alan Pollock, good to have you here, friend. Appreciate you each and every week. And what do you got for this week's tech update?
Good to be here, David. I appreciate you as well. So great week. This is very non-political. Have you ever met Flippy, David? He's an AI assistant chef.
Oh, really?
Probably not. Yeah, so Flippy is going to be cooking food for MLB stadiums. He makes about $3 per hour, or that's what it costs. And in the past, you probably ordered a burger, medium rare, with mustard, and it came out burnt with ketchup. That's what the article says. Well, they said, fear no more. Flippy is a perfectionist and will never make the same mistake. It actually, Cali Burger at Dodger Stadium is going to have Flippy out there this year. And the company is called Miso Robotics. And they say, their statement is, every burger is cooked to perfection.
Wow.
Makes me think of Miso Hungry or Mismo Hungry. So anyways.
Nice play of words.
Look out for Flippy. He's going to be cooking your burger soon enough. Oh, by the way, David, Flippy has cooked over 60,000 pounds of fried food and over 12,000 burgers already.
That is
And
hilarious.
What a great
Flippy.
Name, Flippy.
What a great
Couldn't
name. If you're flipping burgers, why not call your AI
right.
Flippy? Yeah. That's interesting. I'm going to have to look at that.
So, you know, blockchain has fallen off the conversational list temporarily. It's being used and it is progressing very quickly. But just generalized cryptocurrency, right, which is sort of how blockchain in a way was introduced. Visa just filed a patent for cryptocurrency to replace cash, and the patent was approved. Basically, what it does is it utilizes both central banks and commercial banks, and it leverages a big, large, giant private blockchain to try and improve the payment ecosystem. So they're trying to create what they call the digital fiat currency. The deal here is that, one, this is an accelerator of blockchain, and it helps with the entire payment industry, which has gone extremely digital and still continues to be one of the biggest things in fintech. But it will definitely make its way into mortgage. There's a lot of stuff in blockchain and mortgage going on. But this is a big step. So congrats to Visa for getting that patent approved.
Interesting.
So this weekend, David, I was talking to some friends and somebody, they were sort of asking how the industry was doing. We were talking about technology and all the podcasts, and everybody's got their own Zoom story. They had a ping pong table closing. So I know we've talked about drive-through closings. And all the other ones, but they said that the folks came to their home, they slid the papers on a ping pong table from one end to the other, and away they signed and their refinance was done. So I don't know how many people are listening, raising their hands, saying I also did the ping pong closing, but it seems to be a thing of the times. And
that,
you know,
a
great article at Pulse, it's called a Pulse article from Housing Wire, talks about advances in video applications. So, you know, all the virtual closings we're having and the Zoom videos and all this great stuff. And it's so funny, reading this article made me think back to almost 5 years ago about a company I'm going to mention in a second. But, you know, it just talks about how video has truly become a successful balance of our borrowers' need. And it even includes the human touch, right? And all those complex steps that require interaction can still be done to some degree over video. Well, there's this company, it was a great article, by the way, at Housing Wire, the Pulse article. There's this company years ago that I was introduced to, and I just Googled them today, and it turns out they're still out there, and they've expanded their company quite a bit. The company's called Talkumans. Very interesting. What their title says on their website is that they're the first online interactive consumer education, loan compliance, and quality assurance platform.
Wow.
But what's really unique about what they do is what Talkumans did is they took the disclosures and they built a presentation that you feed dynamic XML data into, and you can customize them, but they basically helped the borrower understand what the disclosure documents were. And it got their acceptance, and they can replay it as many times as they want, and the lender can customize it. They've obviously expanded the platform. But, you know, we talked about chatbots last week, and what is, you know, what HousingWire's Pulse article is saying about, you know, getting to video applications and resolving what borrowers need, and what Talkumans does, really we're making that connection of, right, the human emotion and empathy, and we're building right. trust. And in these unique times, the new norm is already here. So these are the areas that we need to focus on. We've all focused on the application up front. This is really, really important. So building trust is huge. And, you know, we talked about chatbots. And I said this week I would talk a little bit more about chatbots.
I was looking forward to you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so a couple really interesting things. You know, there's a company out there. It was called Jane.ai. They've been around a couple of years. They changed their name to Capacity. And I've always liked what they've done because they take the loan officer and they focus on a chatbot where you can say, I'd like to schedule a meeting for Wednesday with the Johnson file. And the chatbot would say, you know, no problem. It's scheduled and an email has been sent to you and your LOA, right? It was, and it had all the information that you needed. Well, that's one type of chatbot, but there's a couple points. And I went to their website to see what they're up to. Capacity, if you don't know them, you want to go check it out. Really interesting software application. And there's many of these chatbots out there, but they had some good information on their website. One of the specifically the things they said, which is so true, chatbots don't sleep. Loan officers do sleep. And the chatbot has access to information that not any one human could have all at the same time. And so there's so many applications, right, David? We've talked about chatbots in marketing in our industry and how many times, like we talked about quickly last week, it takes to get to the loan officer. Sometimes it could be 6 times. Sometimes it's 13 times. And the most important fact is that chatbots are omnichannel, meaning that you can talk to somebody on a website, but as a loan officer, you can actually take control of that conversation. You have access to all the conversation that occurred. You can immediately move to SMS text message, or you can move to email. That's really, really important. And most importantly is actually where do you start with a chatbot? Whether it's a loan officer application, it's for the borrower. What do you do? Is it strictly for marketing? You need to script out what it is. And that's a whole nother topic. There's actually college courses now for conversational scripting.
That's so
conversational
fascinating.
Design. And it's amazing the way you have to transform a conversation. I worked with you on a chatbot, David, and I've deployed two into market pilot programs. And it was very unique on how you think the chatbot's going to speak, but then how it actually communicates, and then how it truly can understand a conversation. And that's what comes in natural language processing. So we'll talk more about chatbots. I'll get some other examples to bring in. But if you haven't looked at Capacity, they have a really good example of how their chatbot specifically has transformed and how it helps the loan officer, not just the borrower. It's another angle of how chatbots are really doing a good job here. And by the way, if you didn't see my LinkedIn post last week, after the program about Amazon Alexa Silver, the spoof
that was so funny,
or the State Farm robotic assurance adjuster, I'll repost it. Man, those are
so funny. You gotta have that again. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, have a great week, everybody. Looking forward to if you want to chat with me, you know my email. It's Allen Allen at TMS-advisors.com.
Yeah, thank you, Allen, so much. Appreciate you being here. Capacity is a good one. Also, it's a great point to interject our sponsor, AI Assist. They do a great job. It's on the marketing side, and it starts out with direct mail and direct email, and then it goes into texting as well afterwards. So I can't wait. I want more statistics on texting, Alan. The whole AI stuff is exploding, and it's so fascinating also about the conversational. You get a class on how to converse via technology-wise, and I want more information on that one, too. Our listeners would love that.
David, you know, I've got a friend who started a company in Manhattan, and they do conversational design for a lot of big companies now.
Conversational design, yeah.
They started their own courses. Maybe we should let me see if we can connect some dots, maybe some good information for our listeners.
Yeah, it'd be good to have them on as a hot topic. Yes, I'd love that. Very good, Alan. Appreciate you so much. Have a great week, and I hope you stay tuned in with our conversation with Dale and Dale of Modex. Love to have you be here, Fred. Appreciate it. Before we go, I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, as well as Mobility, as well as Modex, who are our guests today. We thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Check out all of our sponsors. We want to continue on talking, but we're out of time, folks. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week. And share this podcast, please, with your friends and associates. Appreciate you.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.